Well, right now, Aida has suggested what we all should be increasingly aware of. She anticipates a higher love, a greater love, at a transcendent plane. We are merely leaving this veil of tears for a better place. And this is a constant element in the art and music and the literature of the 19th century, this concept of transfiguration, of transcendence. Meanwhile, on the chorus, on the stage, we hear the chorus chanting, "Great Ta, the world's creative spirit, we invoke thee." And Aida says, "Mournful chant." And Radames says, "The priestly rites." And Aida responds, "Our funeral hymn." And Radames tries to move the stone and says, "All of my strength cannot move the fatal stone." And Aida responds, "In vain, all is finished for us on earth." And Radames, "True, it is true." And now, of course, the core of this scene, this exquisite aria, this exquisite duet, "O terra, addio, addio." She sings, "Farewell to earth, veil of tears, dream of happiness which now vanishes in grief. The heavens open and our fleeing souls escape to the rays of eternal day. It's ethereally beautiful, gorgeous, and it promises a life beyond death." And every tool Verdi uses during this particular aria is meant to deepen that meaning. High, mysterious strings, delicate harp accompaniment, everything to indicate a heavenly goal for our dying duo, who, of course, are reducing infinitely the supply of oxygen by spending all this time singing. But okay, it's an opera. Meanwhile, the chorus continues to chant on stage, "Great Ta, the world's creative spirit, we invoke thee." And ultimately, Aida and Radames stop singing, and we imagine that they have passed into unconsciousness. On stage, sitting huddled in angry, angst-filled despair, is Amneris, who only now realizes that she has destroyed the object that she loved. And she is singing, as the chorus is chanting, "I beg you for peace, beloved spirit. May Isis, placated, welcome you to heaven. Peace, peace." And the opera ends quietly with the violins playing the "O terra, addio" tune, indicating that our couple is dead, but they are at a higher place. Amneris is singing "Pace, pace, peace, peace." And the chorus is repeating "Great Ta." For all of its glory, for all of its spectacle, what happens in this final scene? What does Verdi do? Is it magnificent? Is it heroic? Is it martially transcendent? No, it's intensely quiet. That's his choice. We focus directly on the tomb and on Amneris. We focus on the three people. For all the magnificence of the set, my friends, we are aware of the human drama and the human emotions before us. More than anything else, that's the point. And this is what I want us to think of while we listen to this piece. First of all, what is this music about? And ultimately, how does this opera end? Is it about the singers' egos? Are they being given big, broad, detailed arias? Is it about bel canto, prettiness at all costs? Is it about huge sets and scenery? Is it about heroic personages? No, 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 and no. It's about the emotions of the individual people with whom ultimately we identify very deeply. I also want you to note that there are no artificial divisions of recitative and aria. Yes, we'll recognize the arias because they're rather more tuneful, but the orchestra is playing all the time. And that's the other thing I want you to notice, the role of the orchestra. It is not just an accompaniment. It is an equal player at certain moments that creates atmosphere and flavor, even during what is ostensibly, according to the score, a recitative, but we know better. Please, let's listen to this entire scene, discuss it a little more after we've heard it, and then draw our conclusions about Verdi. Verdi, Aida, the tomb scene, Act 4, Scene 2, 1871.